Good morning to everybody. This is a wonderful Monday morning, February 11th, and I'd like to talk to you today about today's chapter that I bring to you on success according to the Bible. In the Bible, we have the patriarchs, which are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are the patriarchs of the people of Israel. And in the Bible and in many other books, they are described as wealthy individuals, blessed by the Lord, which without a doubt, they were blessed by the Lord and they were wealthy individuals. They never had a need for anything, and they had many servants, and they had countless flock, but yet they lived in tents. They did not have air conditioning. They did not have the houses that we have today with heating, plumbing, water, sewage, and many other things. They did not have vehicles like we have today where we put gasoline and have the freedom to go long distances without tiring. Back in those days, they traveled by foot or on camel, and they took many months to displace themselves from one point to the other. Same thing, the food, they had to do it. They do their own food, they had to grow it, they had to plant whatever fruit they wanted, make their own bread. And today, we just can go to the supermarket, we can go to a restaurant or one of these local fruterias in San Antonio. For those of you that have been in San Antonio would know what this is. There's just so many options. And the point I'm trying to make here is that while, yes, we may have limited incomes, some more than others, the blessings of living in today's world, which is more manifest in certain countries than in others, but still other countries still have certain advantages over the people in the Bible, there's so much to be grateful for. Some of us are probably richer than what the patriarchs were back then, other than, of course, the troubles that are natural because we wander away from God. But for that man who keeps God in his mind, in his heart, and has the average things that society and life permits in today's world, has so many blessings and can be considered wealthy. If you are also healthy, you just about have everything. You're immensely rich. Now, it is a desire or the heart or the disposition of man to want more. However, that's natural. We always would like it to be better than it really is. That's just the natural predisposition of man. However, with that said, again, it would be wise to consider ourselves rich because we have many amenities, many commodities, many comforts that the old patriarchs in the Bible, which were immensely blessed, did not have. So, my friends, consider yourself blessed and rich. If you are healthy, you have a good paying job, and you have a way to take joy in the comforts of today's modern world. Remember, it is not a given what we have. So, be happy. Be content of heart and know that God cares for his children. Thank you very much. God bless you and hope to see you soon. This was Hector Prieto from Vitarium Coaching talking to you about the rich men in the Bible and how we compare to those rich men. Thank you.